Gerrymandering is what people call it when they don't like how the districts are designed, and that sounds like a very faraway process that the public isn't involved in. Why is it an issue for voters this year?
It's an issue for voters in Michigan, and it's also an issue for a lot of voters nationally, and a lot of kind of good government organizations are taking aim at this issue, and we'll be hearing from a lot of them this week.
How do we know people care about this?
First of all, there's the Voters Not Politicians group, which held a series of house parties over the last several months and other measures for a petition drive to possibly put this issue on the ballot and before voters that would change how the districts are drawn for who we vote for in congressional races and in House districts. So we know that it's on people's minds out there, but we also asked our listeners. We did a survey earlier this year, and we found that for the listeners that responded to the WDET survey, it was the number two issue overall that they're concerned about going into the elections. And they also said, and this was interesting, it's the number two issue that will determine how they will vote. So we talked to a couple of the people that answered that survey, and here's Steve Banicki from Royal Oak.
I don't feel that being me personally, but also everybody in the state, is necessarily being represented the way they're supposed to be represented according to the Constitution. So that's a big deal.
A couple other things we saw in the survey, people said it was the number four issue they discuss at their dinner tables overall when we calculated all the results. And they also said they think it's the number one issue that's least covered in the media. So when I've been interviewing the survey respondents, I've been asking them for advice on how we can cover this issue better.
Well, here's how we're going to be doing it. We're going to kick off with Eli Newman, who's going to sort of break down how the process works. He drove through a couple of Senate districts that are pretty tightly packed together. In fact, one sort of juts into the other, so you'll hear that. I spoke with folks at Voters Not Politicians and also the other side that is working to defeat that proposal. We also found a creative solution in Ohio. Voters there back in May, they passed a new redistricting plan that covers how congressional districts will be drawn. We're also going to hear how it affects consumers. Hidden Brain, NPR, they did a piece. Shankar Vedantam talked with researchers from Boston College about how when a district is gerrymandered, people lose economic security in a particular way. And then Laura Herberg actually took some of these maps that you're going to see on our website, showed them to people, kind of like a Rorschach test, and they gave some pretty interesting descriptions about what those maps look like.
Yeah, we'll have those online so the voters can see them as well, the audience can see them and decide what they look like to them and maybe make a coloring book out of them. We're also having the live show on Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock. I'll be hosting with a live studio audience and a lot of people who are involved on the issue so people can tune in and hear us. That's 8 p.m. at 101.9 FM and WDET.org online.